My dear friends, this is Dominic Solo, Christ Intervention Ministries. I love you. It's great being with you. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. Well, this week has been like being a father to you, and I really do enjoy that. People say that you know me, a father and mother of the faith, and I love being that. And a lot of times people ask me to be their spiritual father, and they have no idea about what's right or wrong. I'm not even sure how some of them get saved. I keep listening to them, and I listen to the stories they tell me, and sometimes I just wonder, did you really get saved? They don't want to submit to authority. They're hurting. They're broken. They're penniless. Some are living in their automobiles. Some are living in a house with 10 other people, and they don't want to listen. It amazes me how people could be in that place and not want somebody who's been successful to speak into their life. And that's what I'm seeing. A lot of the younger people that we're working with in certain age groups, they're not looking for somebody successful, what we would consider successful. You can pay your bills. Got a place you're sleeping, got a pillow, got air conditioning, got heat, got an automobile, food in your pantry. That's kind of nice. I enjoy those things. I'm not one who needs millions of dollars, and whatever money comes in, I spend on the ministry, and the ministry's been growing year by year, and I love every minute of it. Did 16-hour days for 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, and lately I've slowed that down a little bit. Instead of 16-hour days, I'm probably down to 12 sometimes. Now and 10 some days, and feels a little good, but things are in order, things are all lined up. In the next 30-40 years, I'm just looking to touch as many people as I can. Studios built, not completely the way I want it, but what are you building? What are you working on? What's happening in your life? What's your plans? And I talk to a lot of young people, there's no plan. How are you going to get from A to Z with no plan? Oh, brother, doors will just open. Not really. Maybe 1 out of 10 million people, a door's open for them, and then they've done absolutely nothing. Maybe it's a family member or somebody like that, or they happen to be in the right place at the right time. And you know, the idle programs and get rich programs and get rich this, you know, most people who wait for that end up homeless, end up with multiple marriages. You know something, you really gotta have a work ethic, whether it's in ministry or working in the world. You gotta want to get out of bed, you gotta want to achieve something. And I'm talking to somebody right now, I can tell this is prophetic. It's just that, you know, you want a handout, man. You'll be waiting the rest of your life, and you'll be a slave to people around you, and you end up living in a tent in the woods and eating in a soup kitchen. Is that really what you want? Is that the life you have for yourself? No Christmases, no kids, no grandkids, no birthday celebrations, just living out in a tent somewhere all by yourself. Showers once a month if you can get them. Cold winters, mosquito-filled summers. Is that really what you want? Well, I'm talking to somebody right now. Why don't you give up the rebellion against authority? Find yourself a good mentor and put your nose to the grind. Hey man, you don't. I'm not talking about working for capitalism. I'm not talking about you're gonna sell your soul. I mean, I'm just a normal human being making a living and reaching out to reach some goal. That's what I'm talking to you about. You know, so many young people. We stopped about 300 suicides in the last 3 years. Stopped a few the other day. I mean, people just so depressed, so young. One girl so beautiful, another guy so handsome. All kinds of muscles. Good looking, but no reason to be alive. You see, man, you need a reason to be alive. You really do. I know I'm talking to somebody right now. I'm talking your language. Man, give it up. Stop it. Stop being so prideful, so arrogant, so self-centered, so against authority, so rebellious that you know something, you're ruining your whole life. The Bible says submit to one another. You need to learn submission. This is Don McSola. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. Goodnews@gate.net. God bless.